Welcome to the premiere episode of Guy Next Door Speaks. I am your host, Ivan from Phoenix, and my website is freeyourmindaz.com. This is my first episode, first time trying to do some kind of podcast, audio recording, to share information. This is knowledge, information, research, stuff that I've come across in the last 6 or 7 years, more or less. And this is my attempt to kind of archive it and put it out there in a simple way to share it with everyday folks. That's why I came up with the name Guy Next Door, and I am speaking this information. So this information is not mine. I didn't make this up. I am not a scholar, a professor, philosopher, or anything like that. I'm just your regular guy, like I said, next door neighbor. And this is information that I know can and will change the world once enough people are aware of this information and put it to use. I have what you could call, I guess, many mentors or teachers. And I have notes written here, and I'll be bouncing off of this back and forth. And if you can, be patient with me, because like I said, this is the first time I've ever done anything like this. And I have nobody to talk to right here. I'm just sitting in front of the computer and just rambling away. So, let me see. The notes I have here is that, as I mentioned already, this show is intended to share with listeners information that is being hidden from you, from them, from you. All right. And this information is not mine. This comes from many other researchers and speakers. And I have a quote here that we stand on the shoulders of giants. And I thought of that quote because through history, everybody's already said this information already. They've mentioned this already. So it's nothing new, nothing really original. It's just looked at again with fresh eyes, fresh perspectives, or it gets applied to today's world. But it's the same ideas and concepts that have been around for a long, long time. And we know historical names like Plato and Socrates, and you know, the last 100 years we have Einstein and Gandhi. And today's giants, for those people who are in the know, would be Michael Tesserian, David Icke, Jordan Maxwell, and more local or lesser known, I would guess, would be people like Larkin Rose, Jan Irving, and my particular mentor, quote-unquote, would be Mark Passio. So, this MP3 or podcast, or even CD, because it depends what I decide to do with this information, I might just burn some of these episodes on a CD or something and hand it out to people for them to listen to. Some of these names are not very well known to some of the listeners, and then some of these names might be very well known to other listeners, people who are already in the know. And touching on that, or how do I put it? Continuing on that, what do they call this, a word, or spin-off, the spin-off from that would be that I have meetup groups that I have organized. Well, I have one particular meetup group for myself that I did called Free Your Mind. It's meetup.com/freeyourmindaz. And I'm also a member of Phoenix Awake and Aware. And just recently, I became assistant organizer of We Are Change Arizona. All three meetups, all more or less the same intention, but coming from different avenues, different directions. Free Your Mind AZ, I think, is more the mind freeing, the thought based kind of meetup group. At least that's my intention, the way I see it. Phoenix Awaken Aware is more of the out there. It's in the they tend to touch more on UFOs, multidimensional things. And then We Are Change Arizona hasn't had a lot happening, at least in the last several months since August, but I would consider them the activist part of this trinity, I guess you can say, because that seems to be a group that would go out and do things, you know, make posters, hold rallies or protests and things like that. Now, what I would think is that if there's a group out there that does things without having the right mental foundation, knowing the causality, the purpose, the reason why they're doing something, that kind of, in my opinion, would fall flat. They would just do something and then that's it. But if they understand the reasons, the principles, the why they are doing something, then I think that holds, you know, more value. It'll be more meaningful for whatever it is that they're doing. So that's what I think is my intention or my hopes for bringing these three meetup groups together. They can, you know, obviously they'll be their own distinct meetup groups, but they would each bring something different to the table, and as a whole, it would be a better foundation. Maybe I'm just rambling on. Like I said, this is my first podcast, so that's just what popped into my mind, and I went with it. I'm looking at the timer now, and about 6 minutes, almost 7 minutes into the show. And I started with a song, an intro song there, which I think I'll keep it as the theme for the song, for the show. It's by a group called Dead by Sunrise, off an album called Out of Ashes. And the song is called Walking in Circles. And the singer, the lead singer for that group, might be familiar to listeners of Linkin Park. That lead singer is Chester Bennington, and this is a side project he did with a few other band members from different groups, and they put this album together. And the reason I used this song in the beginning was because if you listen to the lyrics, you can see where he's talking about everyone's mind is closed, so or turned off, so he'll turn on his. And that's kind of the idea. Everybody's in the same routine, doing the same thing over and over again, no new thoughts, and you know, just walking in circles. And there's a few of us that wake up from that and try and change our thoughts and see things differently. And so that's pretty much why I chose that song as the theme. It'll pop up again after I'm done with this show. The beginning of the show had the first verse, and then at the end of the show, I'll fade in the second verse and fade it out. So if that works, then I'll keep that as a regular theme. All right, moving along. These shows are not on any radio station, internet radio, or anything. This is just a podcast. It's just a recording I'm doing on my own, like I said, just to archive this information. And it is my first show, so I don't think I'm really nervous. It's just a matter of getting a format down. I guess I'll just give a brief history as to why I'm speaking and what brought me to this point. About 6, 7 years ago, I came across a book called Debt Cures They Don't Want You to Know About by Kevin Trudeau. I read that book and didn't take too much away from it. You know, I don't retain detailed information as well as I should. The important things stick out, yeah, but all the other detail, I'm not a human computer. In my 40s, and I've drank quite a bit of soda. I love movies, so I've drank a lot of soda. So maybe some of that aspartame has shut down some of my mind, but my awareness is it's there. But anyway, going back to this book, I didn't pick up too much from the book, but it did come with an audio CD, and that was called 25 Secrets to Wealth Creation. Now, yeah, Kevin Trudeau and his books, it's about wealth and making money and things like that. So I listened to that CD, and there were a few, quite a bit of things on there that were pretty interesting. There were new concepts and what he calls principles that I had never heard before. And although this was being applied to wealth creation and making money, there were parts of it that sounded as if they could be applied to everyday life. And so before recording this episode, I went ahead and listened to that CD. It's less than an hour, and I took down a few notes of the things that can correspond to my way of thinking and this podcast and my purpose, my intentions. So, I'll try not to read the notes as I wrote them and just try and just use them as bullets. But here we go. Kevin Trudeau, and this is the principles that he gave out in his book 25 Secrets to Wealth Creation, what I wrote down. And something that stood out for me was he mentioned something about willingness to learn. And on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being you don't really care about anything, or you don't really care about the information, and 10 being that you can suck it up and really focused in it. So willingness to learn is something that he says is important, and obviously he's talking about money and stuff, but that also applies to everything in life. Then yeah, second little point he brought up was willingness to accept change. Okay, and that's applies to the way you think and the things you do. So we can see that this is getting more into a mental, a consciousness thing, mind control almost. If it's shut off and you keep doing the same thing, then you're not going to have any change. So you have to be consciously open to learning new concepts, new ideas, new principles, new ways of doing things, and then you have to be willing to accept change. So, for example, for me, like I said, I'm in my early 40s, and most of my life I've loved movies, big time movie buff, always watching all the new releases, and on VHS I would copy or record movies, and then on LaserDisc and DVD purchase films, and rent and record movies and all that stuff. So that was very high on my priority list. And reading books was not, or researching stuff or watching lectures. I'd watch a few documentaries, but they would be the entertaining kind of documentaries, like on that IMAX film, Super Speedway, stuff like that, with the visuals and the sounds. So that would keep me entertained, and that was that, but nothing as far as growing or learning or changing my way of thinking. So my willingness to accept change has brought me to where now I still watch movies, but with a different attitude or a different approach or for a different reason. It's less for being entertained, but more to see what the message is that's being put out there, what memes or what, how can you call it? What they're trying to condition, or how they're trying to condition the public to see reality as. So, for example, we see in the news these shootings going on, and they're trying to have the population believe that guns are bad and we need to take them away from everyone, but yet the films are, showing Bruce Willis in a Die Hard film blowing and shooting everything up, and the same thing in Red Dawn, and the same thing with Stallone and Schwarzenegger, their comeback movies, everybody's still shooting everybody. But yet, you know, they tell us that guns are bad and we need to take them away. So, you know, little contradictions there, saying one thing but yet supporting something else. So anyway, that's getting back to willingness to accept change is my habits changed. I haven't bought, the last DVD I bought or Blu-ray was the new Bond film, Skyfall, and that was it because I own all the other ones, all the other Bonds. But aside from that, I've had a complete reversal where I'm not buying and recording as much as before. So that's that. All right. Let me see what else is on here. Continuing with my little notes from Kevin Trudeau's book or audio CD. If you want things in your life to change, you have to change the things in your life. And that was pretty profound because, again, if you continue to do what you've always done, you continue to get what you've always gotten. So that is pretty simple, but yet I don't think too many people grasp that concept or, you know, apply that. So that's along the lines of Einstein's quote of you can't solve a problem with the same level of consciousness that created it. So that's pretty much the same thing, and the definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over again expecting a different result. So, see, that one thing I have noticed is everything is connected. And I know this is early in my podcast show, and that really won't make too much sense to some people, but everything is connected. Like, everybody says the same thing using different words or using different media or different techniques, but yet everybody is saying the same thing. So that's what I took away from that those couple of quotes there. And then I threw on here a little Yoda line from Star Wars films where he says you have to unlearn what you have learned. And that's true, because since I was maybe in my teenage years, I had this feeling or this understanding that everyone we encounter in our daily lives, they influence us in some way. So we're not born 100% who we are going to be or who we are. That it's constantly developing by our daily interactions. We learn good and bad habits, hopefully more good than bad, but if we're consciously aware of it, we take the good things or the things we like from those we encounter in our daily lives and are made aware of the qualities that we don't want to take into ourselves. So that's going to be mentioned here pretty shortly in my notes with the Kevin Trudeau audio CD, because he did mention something similar to that. But that's one thing I learned on my own when I was younger, but never really paid much mind to it, although I was aware of it, that in our day-to-day lives, we are constantly creating ourselves based on what we see and what we experience with other people. All right, moving on here. He mentioned something about a training balance scale, motivation, thinking, and why, and how you think and feel, dreams, visions, and goals. So that's the motivations, it's the why, your thoughts. And then the second part to that is techniques, the action and the how and what you are doing, the doing of it. So what this is, the training balance scale, he was pointing out that a lot of people think, remember, he's talking about financial stuff, wealth creation and everything. So what he was talking about here was how the wealthy, they do things, they make all the money, and the lower people, or the how can we call it, the regular everyday worker, they feel that they don't have the knowledge or the equipment, the experience, know-how, capacity to make all the big decisions, to make all these life-changing, businesses, and do all that kind of stuff. So the technique, they think that we need to, that they need to know how to do things and the actions. But what is being said in this book is that that's not as important as your thinking, your thoughts, your emotions, your, the why, the motivation. As long as you set your mind to it, pretty much, that's what's important. So I decided to put that down. Oh, and then a little quote here also, thought process is more important than the how. So that's explaining that little section. So that I wrote down because, and from what I have come across, that is true. Wayne Dyer, I listened to some Wayne Dyer also, talks about as you think, so shall you be. And in the more recent Mark Passio information that I've come across, he talks about Trinity, being in balance, your thoughts, emotions, and actions. So again, there's the initiation is in the mind, in your thought, and then emotions, how you feel, and then the action, actually doing. So we see a lot of that in the world where everyone thinks and knows what's right, they seem to constantly be doing what's wrong. It contradicts what they think. Everybody knows they shouldn't drink the soda. Everybody knows they shouldn't be eating, the greasy food. Everybody knows that they shouldn't be cheating on their spouse or whatever, but yet everyone does the opposite. They do the wrong thing. So that's the imbalance. All right. This was pretty interesting here. Four phases you go through. This is getting back to the audio CD. One, unconscious incompetence. So that's not knowing that you don't know. So that's pretty interesting there. Because again, this is all connected. So there's something that people don't know. Okay, which could be a truth, it could be an answer, it could be a way of doing things that it's for the better, but that not knowing of that, people don't know that they don't know that, if that makes any kind of sense. So unconscious incompetence, that's what I took away from that. And then the second phase, conscious incompetence. So that's you don't know. So that's pretty much now you're aware that there is something you don't know. So before you didn't know, if that makes any sense. But now you know there's something you need to learn. There's something missing. You know that there's an answer out there. You know that there is a truth. You're not aware of it, but now you know that it exists. So that's what I how I would explain that one. And then third phase, he talks about conscience competence. So now you consciously think things through. So you can't, so now you're kind of like you know there was something, but now you're actually focused on doing it, on finding it, on learning it, on realizing it. So it's not just something that surprises you. It's you're pretty much looking for the truth and you're finding that truth. So you're actively, consciously doing something and actually learning it. That's the best way I can describe that one. And then fourth, unconscious competence. That's where you do things out of habit without thinking. So now you're kind of, you're always aware that there's a truth out there, that there's an answer, that there's a way of doing things, but you don't have to force yourself to look for it. Now you just naturally can see through the BS. You know, you can, you're kind of I don't want to say all-knowing, but it's like a spider sense or something. You just can pick up on things where you don't even have to be intentionally looking for truth or for an answer. You're just naturally now conditioned to see it. You can see and pick up things for what they are without having to force yourself to find it or to see it. So these four phases, I would say, correlate to Jan Irving's work, although he picked up his stuff from Oding, I forget his name, but he picked it up from somewhere else. He learned it from somewhere else. The trivium and quadrivium, so the trivium, grammar, logic, and rhetoric. So pretty much being able to sift through the BS and, you know, dig out the truth and what's real without having to, you know, fall for all the lies and deception, where you can pick up the bullshit. So also logical fallacies, which is a way of breaking down all the lies that are coming your way and deceptions, and you can read through that. But hopefully I'll get more into that in future shows, if I do any future shows. And I'll take this opportunity now to put it out there that even though this is just a podcast, me by myself just rambling on here, I have made a few Facebook friends with some of these speakers and researchers, and I have sent a couple of emails out to some of them, letting them know that I am doing a little show. So hopefully some of the future shows I can have a guest or something here and there. So instead of just me talking, it can be a little interview, or I can just have somebody on for however long they want, an hour, 2, 3 hours, and they can share their information. That way you get a more detailed from the horse's mouth kind of thing. Because like I said, I'm not an expert, not a professional, and not a philosopher or anything like that. This is just me sharing information that I've come across. All right. So let me see, where did I leave off? Okay, I'll mention this little note I put here. Kevin Trudeau mentioned that Napoleon Hill had hired Andrew Carnegie, was hired by Andrew Carnegie to do research, to follow, you know, the rich people around and see how it is that they do what they do, why they are rich. And he, after doing his research, Napoleon Hill, he published a book called Law of Success in 16 Lessons. Okay, and he came to the conclusion that the number one most important factor was a burning desire, an obsession. So again, this is touches a little like on law of attraction. Your thoughts have to be focused on this one thing. Now, I know some of the, you know, new age people, and they kind of really took off with that when The Secret came out. And I know they're more grounded folks, to say, you know, in my way, that don't really believe too much in that. But there is something to it. If everything is energy and thoughts are things and it is energy and you manifest from your thoughts, then I can see where some of this might be true. And if you're not too familiar with it, you'll, you know, think about getting something and it doesn't happen and oh, it doesn't work. But yet, everything that does exist starts with an intention, a thought. So I can see where that is. There is some relevance to that. Okay, moving on. More notes. Yeah, there's Law of Attraction, The Secret. Popularized the concept of the law of attraction, and I wrote down here that Earl Nightingale released some kind of album, I guess, called The Strangest Secret, and he said, "You become what you think about, and that thoughts are things." So, yeah, like I mentioned earlier, your thoughts, if you always do what you've always done, you always get what you've always gotten. So that comes from, always thinking the same way, always doing the same thing, and that becomes your reality. Now, if you change that, if you know that, if you change how you think and look at something, then what you're looking at changes, not physically, but the way you see it. Like, let me give an example here. Well, I already did earlier. Before, I loved watching movies, and that was everything. Like, oh, those movies, I gotta watch the best science fiction action movie, and all that kind of stuff. That was my thought pattern, was the films, how that one was low budget and that sucked, and oh, this one was by a big studio and it had the best special effects, and wow. So that was my thought pattern. So that's how I looked at the films. But now I look at them as they're a distraction. They're, things done to keep people distracted from what's actually going on. And films and TV shows are more or less a way of creating people's reality. So they sit there for an hour or two and they see how this particular character in the movie handles a situation. And now, when this movie goer is out living their life and they're in a similar situation, their thoughts would be somewhat influenced by what they saw in that film. So, pretty much, their thoughts now are manipulated, they're mind controlled in a way. So when you change how you look at the films, see, now when I see the movies, I know that's meant to influence the way you think. So I'm more of a, it's kind of like one of those phases that I read earlier, conscious incompetence and unconscious incompetence. When I know what the movies are trying to do, I can control that. I can stop it. I won't let it influence me. Whereas someone who doesn't know that that's what the movie is trying to do, they'll sit there and watch the film and they'll take it all in, if that makes any kind of sense. So that's what I wanted to say about that. You become what you think about. So yeah, see, as you think, so shall you be. Well, I saw in the movie that you need vengeance. If they kill you, then you go out and do vengeance. So now, guess what? That's what you thought. That's how you're gonna react. And that kind of stuff. Okay, another little section here. I wrote down a note. Leaders are always readers. I heard that mentioned in quite a few other places, but this was the first time that I have come across it, was on this audio CD. And he goes on to say, 5 years from now, the person you become will be based on the people you meet and the books you read. And he says, books change people. Reading changes people. And it's true. But what do you read? So instead of reading all these Twilight novels, fantasy, reading Harry Potter stuff, more fantasy, and all these romantic novels, or, Tom Clancy, espionage, psyops kind of stuff, that's where people's minds are at. Instead of reading, things that teach you how to think instead of what to think, that's pretty effective. So, and that's what's happened to me after listening to his audio CD. He gave a few recommendations of books what to read, and it was more new agey, I guess you can call it, kind of stuff with Law of Attraction books. But that was a starting point or a continuing point for me, because that led to other authors and other material and other genres. And from Law of Attraction, it went to spirituality, and from spirituality, it went to like quantum physics and things like that. And but I'll get more into that as I move along. All right, so talking about reading books, reread books over and over again, like in school, you're constantly repetition. Even though it's different books, you get history in third grade, fourth grade, fifth grade. So every year it's the same thing repeated, and you're constantly having that put into your head. And the same thing with mathematics and language and things like that is repetition. That's how we're taught in this Prussian education system. But and that's something else I'll get into later on. But repetition. Let me see. Continue to train. Yep, continue to train yourself. You're always learning. Like I said earlier, too, we're constantly creating our who we are by who we meet. We're meeting different people and taking different personalities, ideas, or characteristics, and incorporating that into ourselves. Same thing with books. So you're reading books, Noam Chomsky or Howard Zinn, and like I say on my website, take what resonates with you and leave the rest. It's not that you have to take 100% into you what this person writes word for word. There are some things that might rub you the wrong way. You don't need that. You're aware of it, but you don't need that. And there are things that stand out, and that you can see it in the real world in everyday life, and you're like, ah, now I understand. So you apply that to yourself. That's what I would say about with the books. I have on here audiobooks, lectures, information. You have to feed your mind and replace the way you've been thinking with new thoughts. And there it is. See? So if all you have to go by is what you learned in 12 or 16 years of school, and if you're a religious person, whatever your religious foundation is, and your parents, then that's all you have to go by. And that's the same cookie cutter thing, because your parents were brought up probably the same way. And there's another book that I had read called Mastery of Love by Don Miguel Ruiz, and there's a part in there where he talks about a disease. Humanity has a disease. It's their way of thinking, and it gets passed on from parent to child, because the way you think and see things and your values, you teach that to your young. So you're not a villain or criminal, it's just what you've been taught. That's all you know. So if you've been taught something that's wrong or not 100% healthy, or that's very good for you, you're gonna pass that on unknowingly. So yeah, that's something else I'll get to. I hope to get to in future episodes is the disease and the mind control and passing things on. But anyway, continuing with the notes here, I want to try and keep these shows to an hour or less, and I'm already about 38 minutes in, so not bad. I guess I could ramble on for a little while, so this works out. Okay, another little note here: attend seminars, and I put in parentheses meetups, because that's what I'm doing is meetups. So attend seminars, be around like-minded people. It's the experience that you have that changes you. See, so once again, people around you, you learn, you pick up new things, you pick up new ideas, new ways of thinking when you're around like-minded people. All right. What else? Oh, this was pretty interesting. Karen Trudeau mentions about sitting on the yachts with his millionaire friends or billionaire friends, and how they're, quote, moving and creating reality with a thought. So, end quote. So that was pretty interesting. It's what the super wealthy do and don't want others to know. See, so here we go again. This gets a little into the metaphysical, quantum thing, maybe multidimensional thing or something, where thoughts create reality, and people would think, well, that makes no sense, but yet that's what happens. That's the truth. First you think about something, and then you manifest it into reality. And the rich wealthy, they know this. Another term that you'll get used to listening to my show is dark occultist. This is something else I picked up from Mark Passio. And people would say the Illuminati, New World Order, those are all now, by today's standards, commercial or mainstream names for them, but dark occultists, the elite or the wealthy. So this is what they know. And let me break down real quick the word occult. Occult means hidden. I know a lot of people think occult and they think of devil worshipping, child sacrificing, kind of evil. But yeah, it does contain that, but occult really means hidden or kept from public knowledge, or basically hidden knowledge. That's what occult means. So dark occultists, it's pretty much people that know stuff and they're using it for ill purposes or for dark purposes. So all right, and that's something else I hope to get into in future shows. And who knows, maybe if I'm able to get Mark Passio on the show, and that might be something he'll break down for us in more detail. Okay, I'm almost done with my notes here. Talks about improve communication skills, bring people over to your way of thinking. Okay, he's talking about how you're able to influence people and how the elites or the wealthy people, how they're able to get to the positions they're in. Because a lot of people would think that, or you hear the stories of the rich guy, the owner, he's such a jerk or whatever, and you're like, how could he have been, gotten to the position, the cutthroat? But that's not true. According to Kevin Trudeau, he points out that you have to go back to the beginning when these guys weren't rich and wealthy. They, were nice and, were able to influence people and, just get into their heads and, be able to kind of sweet talk their way to get what they wanted, So again, that's mind control, that's manipulating thoughts and getting what you want. So that's using it for the dark. So maybe if we want things to change, we need to use some of those techniques, but for the good, because people are just they just don't see it, they don't get it. And that's something else I'll bring up later on with all the mind control and stuff. And here's the final note: thought processes need to change. See, so there it is right there. It's the conclusion. The final thing I wrote down is that the thought processes need to change. So where does everything start? In the mind, in your thoughts, in the way you think, in the way you perceive things. So not to be confused with perception is reality. That I know Mark Passio comes down hard saying that that's not true, but I don't know. I would say that it's 50-50 because your perception doesn't create reality. It's not that your perception makes something solid, physically real or not, but your perception does influence how you react, what you're gonna do, and that creates reality. So let me see if I can think of an example here real quick. I always think of the example of you change how you look at something, what you look at changes. So if you've only seen a car from the front and all you know a car by is headlights, the bumper, the grill, and the hood, but now you're able to walk around the car and you see the side, you see the tires, you see the doors, So now you're getting a different perception. So now you the car when somebody mentions car, now you see it differently. Now you have more detail. Now it looks different to you. Now before it was only headlights, grill, and bumper. That was your reality of a car because that's all you saw. But now you changed your perception. Now you saw more of the car. So now when you think of car, your perception now has changed. It's grown. So you see more detail. So in your reality now, a car is more than just what it was before. So, if that makes any kind of sense, maybe I'm wrong, but I have this habit of saying, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Because I'm from New York, and that's, how we were brought up, you know what I mean? But anyway, so, all right, it's been about 40, almost 45 minutes, and I've rambled on quite a bit. This is the little premiere episode. Just broke down my origins, which was with this audio CD by Kevin Trudeau, Secrets, 25 Secrets to Wealth Creation. And I guess that was kind of a good idea to re-listen to it and take some notes. And that pretty much, lets people know. There I go again, saying that, I have to stop that. So this lets people know, lets you listeners know where I started from, more or less. And I guess each episode I'll continue from there, maybe. And that should be about it. So this show, if you're listening to it, it's either through a CD that I may have given you or through my website, freeyourmindaz.com. I will try and upload it there. I should be able to figure that out and post it on there. And even further, if I'm able to get this on iTunes, then perhaps you're listening to it through there. And hopefully my future shows will be available in any of these three different ways: iTunes, more than likely through my website, freeyourmindaz.com, or audio CD that I burn and hand out to you personally or whatever. So that's about it for this episode. This is Ivan from Phoenix, and Guy Next Door just speaking. So, Guy Next Door speaks, sharing with you what I have learned and what I know is being hidden from you guys, and trying to create new thought patterns and free your mind to new things, new perceptions, perspectives, new ways of thinking that can change the way this world is. So, I know there's a lot of information, and like I said earlier, we stand on the shoulders of giants. Research. Research. I did write down on another note here, real quick, the definition to research: to search or search for again, diligent and systematic inquiry or investigation into a subject in order to discover or revise facts, theories, applications, etc. So there you have it, research. Like I said, it's information that's been around for forever, knowledge, common knowledge, but yet it's been forgotten or hidden, and we gotta go and look for that information again. Be made aware that there is information that needs to be found, and there are people doing that. That's what David Icke, Michael Tesserian, Jordan Maxwell, that's what all these researchers, modern day researchers, are doing. Going to old scriptures, old historical records, and bringing the stuff to light. So it's nothing new, but if we don't know it exists, then it's new to us, and that's what needs to change. So I think that's where I will end this podcast, this episode number one, the introduction episode, the premiere episode. So hopefully I get a little used to doing this, and I can speak a little more clearer, maybe slower, maybe a little louder if the volume wasn't too good, too high enough. And I can pump out a few of these shows, maybe one a week or whenever the inspiration hits me. But I do need to lay down a few of these shows to share with you guys, the information that I've come across, and I will try to reference this stuff. So, since the only thing I really focused on this episode was the Kevin Trudeau audiobook, I've mentioned it quite a few times, or the audio CD, 25 Secrets to Wealth Creation. So, you can find that on iTunes or online somewhere, BitTorrent, and download it and listen to it for yourself. It's got pretty interesting information. And once you become familiar with the pattern recognition, or what is it? symbol literate, you can start breaking down what he's talking about in this audio CD, and pretty much get to the root of things. At least is a good place to start. So, all right, I've ended this show quite a few times already, so now I'm going to go ahead and say good evening, good afternoon, good morning, depending when you're listening, and I will see you the next time. Once again, this is Guy Next Door Speaks. I'm Ivan from Phoenix, and website freeyourmindaz.com, and I hope to speak to you listeners pretty soon. Good night.